here's the thing.
Be fine.
Listen,
I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm kind of retarded.
Free Austin, the micro broadcasters, guess what they did? They dumped Frank's show from the Radio Free Austin schedule. Because why? Because Alex Jones contributes financially to all of them. He has them all in his pocket.
Yeah, we were told by one micro broadcaster that Alex is whining and dining like 15 or 16 micro broadcasters, and they do what he wants.
Yeah, so if somebody says anything that's contrary to Alex, anti-Alex, what he does is he puts the pressure on them, and they cancel them out from the Radio Free Austin playlist. How convenient, how Big Brother. Now, Lisa, let's get to it. Let's get to the big fight. And right here, let's set this up.
The parking lot?
The parking lot fight. This is
called the parking lot incident.
Yeah, and this is notorious in Austin alternative media. And, you know, instead of telling the story, why don't we just, I'm going to have Lisa read it. And this...
Okay, a fellow producer related this story to Shelley Tumbleson. Tumbleson almost would have... Well, he would have been there, but he didn't want to be where Alex Jones was, so somebody else told him about it that works with him. Alex challenged a man to step outside into the parking lot. This man had ridiculed him, I guess called him a jarhead.
Yeah.
I mean, it was common there to call him Jarhead Jones.
Yeah, and this guy would call into Alex's show and prank him, okay?
Yeah, and so Alex didn't like him calling in. He would do it to all the shows, but apparently he really liked calling in and pranking Alex. And so he challenges this guy to step outside. This man, Steve, they're calling him Steve, took him up on it. The guy said, okay, let's go. Now Alex said,
just read it verbatim. Just read it.
Okay, he said, he challenged a man to step outside. The man took him up on it and whipped him like the little bitch that he is. Not being able to accept defeat, Alex claimed that four men with knives attacked him to stifle his free speech. Okay, many of us have been that humiliated in our lifetimes. But then, he got Daddy to call in a favor, and he actually got the FBI to go to this defunct bookstore, now defunct, named Fringeware, to find this guy's address. He did this by concocting a story of the guy, supposedly the guy that he was in a fight with, being one of the leaders of a terrorist organization. And he also made charges that this guy had child pornography. Now, remember when Alex was at the border, the Canadian border? What was one of the things he said that they suspected him of, supposedly?
Yeah.
Having child pornography on his computer.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah. Yeah, and why would this keep coming up like
that? But there's something else. Here, look. When the cops came, the cops were called, okay? When the cops came in, of course, Alex was the one bleeding all over the place. When the cops came, Alex was ranting and changing his story with each breath. Began to talk of his importance and his family's wealth and his relatives in the FBI.
Wait, let me read this before we get to it. There's another part of it. This is a long article, and it goes all over the place. Okay, so upon arriving, C and company, a total of three guys, were talking to whoever was at the desk, and Sir Jarhead, the booger elf, a.k.a. Jarhead, recognized his voice and began to berate him as best his little mind could manage. C is actually very smart, and he was calmly pointing out Jarhead's swelling example of fascism. Jarhead became louder and louder, begging C to step outside. This is when Steve said, and I quote, "I can't believe you're acting like this because he called you a jarhead." He spun around and focused his fury on this guy. When he said, "Step outside and I'll whip you like my bitch," this guy said, "Okay, let's go," and led the way. Okay? Jarhead then hesitated, then followed, as did Charlie from this guy and another guy named Kanya. Okay? So Jarhead's next, this is all right from the article.
I think that's a woman.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, Jarhead's next brave move was to announce that he had a gun and began foraging around in his truck. Steve said, "Oh, now you're going to shoot me, you pussy?" Jarhead came from the truck with his hand in his pocket and slowly advanced towards Steve. Steve retreated two or three steps, then said, "Then shoot me," and promptly nailed Jarhead with a right hook. They both just stood there for what seemed like a long time. Then Steve let many more fly. Jarhead tried to throw one. That's right, one punch, which grazed Steve's nose, like flicking at a booger. At this point, Iggy came out of the studio. Jarhead saw him and screamed for him to go get Bob. So So they went in to get reinforcement for Alex. So with Bob came running out to see Jarhead bleeding profusely and shouting, "They jumped me with knives!" Charlie disputed this, so Jarhead spit blood on him. So Charlie, bless him, punched him right in a mason jar of a head. So when the cops came, Jarhead was ranting and changing his story with each breath and began to talk of his importance and his family's wealth and his relatives and the FBI. Wow. Hmm. Now, Lisa, a few months ago we got criticized.
It's such a classic visual.
Yeah. Yeah, here's... Jarhead came from the truck with his hand in his pocket and slowly advanced towards Steve. Steve retreated two or three steps, then said, "Then shoot me," and promptly nailed Jarhead with a right hook. They both just stood there for what seemed like a long time. Then Steve let many more fly. Jarhead tried to throw one. That's right, one punch, which grazed Steve's nose, like flicking at a booger. At this point, Iggy came out of the studio. Jarhead saw him and screamed for him to go get Bob. So they went in to get reinforcement for Alex. So with Bob came running out to see Jarhead bleeding profusely and shouting, "They jumped me with knives!" Charlie disputed this, so Jarhead spit blood on him. So Charlie, bless him, punched him right in a mason jar of a head. So when the cops came, Jarhead was ranting and changing his story with each breath and began to talk of his importance and his family's wealth and his relatives and the FBI. Wow. Hmm. Now, Lisa, a few months ago we got criticized.
It's such a classic visual.
Yeah. Yeah, here's Alex bleeding all over the place, ranting and raving that he's going to call.
No, the part about the guy, you know, the guy punching him in the nose.
Yeah.
After Alex spit on him.
Yeah. Alex spits blood on him, so the guy pops him another one in the head. Yeah. So,
Yeah, we did get a lot of heat. See, we actually were attacked by psychos. We really were attacked by a bunch of thugs on the Internet.
And as we said...
And we did have to call the law. But look what Alex did years ago.
Yeah. And see, as I said, anybody, any man out there that would see the type of abuse that Lisa had to endure, if this happened to their mother, their wife, or
it's
their sister
happening.
Or daughter. Yeah, and it's still happening. If this would happen to any of their wives or mothers or daughters or sisters, they would do the absolute thing. Yet all of Alex Jones' little groupies conveniently seem to forget that Alex was the one that challenged this guy to a fight.
Oh, by the way, Alex knows that people have been reading this parking lot incident, this guy Tumbleson's website, synesthetic.com. And Tumbleson's friend told him, Alex wants this removed. And of course it's not still removed, but just in case it is, we have it on our website.
Yeah.
We will finally complete the biometric entry exit visa tracking system, which we need desperately. In my administration, we will ensure that this system is in place. And I will tell you, it will be on land, it will be on sea, it will be in air. We will have a proper tracking system.
Hi, Chuck. He used to love me when I was a Democrat, you know.
Mr. President, do you still love WikiLeaks?
I know nothing about WikiLeaks. It's not my thing. And I know there is something having to do with Julian Assange. I've been seeing what's happened with Assange, and that will be a determination, I would imagine, mostly by the Attorney General, who's doing an excellent job. So he'll be making a determination. I know nothing really about him. It's not my deal in life.
We've learned so much from WikiLeaks. For example, Hillary believes that it's vital to deceive the people by having one public policy and a totally different policy in private. That's okay. I don't know who they're angry at, Hillary, you're right. For example, here she is tonight in public pretending not to hate Catholics. Now, if some of you haven't noticed, Hillary isn't laughing as much as the rest of us. That's because She knows the jokes. And all of the jokes were given to her in advance of the dinner by Donna Brazile.
WikiLeaks. I love WikiLeaks.
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 This WikiLeaks is unbelievable.
You said you loved WikiLeaks at another campaign press conference.
What that WikiLeaks has done a job on her, hasn't it?
The more emails WikiLeaks releases, the more lines between the Clinton Foundation, the Secretary of State's office, and the Clintons' personal financiers.
Now we learned out through WikiLeaks that Hillary Clinton was paying the protesters $1,500 each to be violent at our rallies.
Through WikiLeaks today, it's just been shown that this is, as I've been saying, a rigged system. With more collusion, possibly illegal.
I know nothing about WikiLeaks. It's not my thing.
Allow due process so that no one's rights are trampled, but the ability to go to court, obtain an order, and then collect not only the firearms, but any weapons in the possession of that individual.
Or might take the firearms first and then go to court, because that's another system. Because a lot of times, by the time you go to court, it takes so long to go to court to get the due process procedures. I like taking the guns early, like in this crazy man's case that just took place in Florida. He had a lot of firearms. They saw everything. To go to court would have taken a long time. So you could do exactly what you're saying, but take the guns first, go through due process second. But you have to be very, very powerful on background checks. Don't be shy. Very strong on mentally ill. You have to be very, very strong on that. And don't worry about bump stock. We're getting rid of it where it'll be at. I mean, you don't have to complicate the bill by adding another two paragraphs. We're getting rid of it. I'll do that myself because I'm able to. Fortunately, we're able to do that without going through Congress. So if the four of you could work together and come up with some beautiful foundation, add and subtract to it, put it for a vote, let's get it done. That's what we have to do.
Mr. President, what do we do about weapons of war easily accessible on our streets?
What you're going to have to do is discuss it with everybody and any solution. No, it's a very complex solution. You do. You have weapons on the street. That's what we're talking about with black market. These are black market weapons. And, you know, the problem, Diane, is that these aren't where you walk into a store and buy. These are where somebody hands you a gun and you hand them
some
money.
Oh, no, you go into a store and you can buy an AR-15.
You can.
You can buy a Tech-9. I mean, you can buy all these weapons.
Well, this is what you're going to have to discuss,
many
Joe.
Bullets.
Yeah. Joe and Pat, you're going to have to discuss that. You'll sit down with Diane and everybody else, and you'll come up with something. And I think I really believe it has to be very strong. I'd rather have you come down on the strong side instead of the weak side. The weak side would be much easier. I'd rather have you come up with a strong, strong bill and really strong on background checks. That is why I have called for red flag laws.
What the hell did you just say?
That is why I have called for red flag laws.
Also known as extreme risk protection orders.
It's a law going into effect here in New York at the end of the month. Governor Andrew Cuomo signed the red flag law legislation in February. Parents, teachers, law enforcement can all report people who they believe or a threat to themselves or others. If there's enough evidence, authorities can prevent them from ever getting guns or take away guns they already have.
We must make sure that those judged to pose a grave risk to public safety do not have access to firearms, and that if they do, those firearms can be taken through rapid due process.
The new law gives authorities in New York the power to confiscate guns before any crime is committed. The governor voiced his skepticism today on MSNBC that the president's words on the red flag law will turn into action.
I say to the president this, if you are sincere about what you're saying, do an executive order.
We must do more to protect our children. We have to do more to protect our children. And just a few moments ago, I signed a memorandum directing the attorney general to propose regulations to ban all devices that turn legal weapons into machine guns.
The Department of Justice now says bump stocks fall within the definition of machine gun under federal law.
a move foreshadowed by the president in October.
We're knocking out bump stocks. I've told the NRA, I've told it, bump stocks are gone.
The president is once again fulfilling a promise he made to the American people. And this morning, the acting attorney general signed the final rule making clear that bump stocks are illegal because they fall within the definition of machine guns that are banned under federal firearms law. A 90-day period now begins, which persons in possessions of bump stock type devices must turn those devices to an ATF field office or destroy them by March 21st.
And so just doing something on this background check issue and using that as a base, and then I would like to add some of these other things we've talked about, I think would make a major difference.
So if you could add that to this bill, that would be great, Diane. If you could add what you have also, and I think you can, into the bill.
Yeah. So, Joe, are you ready?
Can you do that? Joe, can you do that? Pat, can you add some of the things you're not going to agree with?
Yeah, if you help.
Well, no, I'll help, but can you add what Amy and what Diane have? Can we add them in? And I know you can add what John has.
I would have put a warning on or something on just that particular vaccine, but I certainly would have paused it and gotten front page news all over the world, and then people don't want it. And it probably even affects the others because, you know, there's a big situation with a lot of people don't want to take the vaccine. Well, this played right into their hands. And they want me to do public service messages and everything about everybody taking the vaccine. And look, I guess in a certain way, I'm the father of the vaccine because I was the one that pushed it. You know, to get it done in less than 9 months was a miracle. Fauci said it would take 3 to 5 years.
Would you recommend to our audience that they get the vaccine then?
I would recommend it, and I would recommend it to a lot of people that don't want to get it, and a lot of those people voted for me, frankly.
It is now my great pleasure to officially welcome the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, to the closing session of the World Economic Forum's annual meeting 2018. Mr. President, you cannot imagine how much we are looking forward to your speech, not just the 3,000 leaders assembled here in Davos, but also the millions joining us globally, thanks to the presence of key media from around the world.
Thank you, Klaus, very much. It's a privilege to be here at this forum where leaders in business, science, art, diplomacy, and world affairs have gathered for many, many years to discuss how we can advance prosperity, security, and peace.
It shows you how unpainful that vaccine shot is. So everybody go get your shot.
It works incredibly well, 95%, maybe even more than that. It works incredibly well, and I would recommend it to a lot of people that don't want to get it, and a lot of those people voted for me, frankly. But, you know, again, we have our freedoms, and we have to live by that, and I agree with that also. But it's a great vaccine, it's a safe vaccine, and it's something that works.
When you have the vaccine, people that do, and it's a very small number, relatively, but people that do get it get better much quicker. And it's a very important thing to know. They don't get nearly as sick, and they get better. Lindsey Graham's an example. He said, if I didn't have this vaccine,
yes,
I would have died.
I recommend you take it, but I also believe in your freedoms 100%.
To keep new cases from entering our shores, we will be suspending all travel from Europe to the United States for the next 30 days. The new rules will go into effect Friday at midnight. Additionally, last week I signed into law an $8.3 billion funding bill to help CDC and other government agencies fight the virus and support vaccines, treatments, and distribution of medical supplies.
I have really good news. Today, our nation has achieved a medical miracle. We have delivered a safe and effective vaccine in just 9 months. This is one of the greatest scientific accomplishments in history. It will save millions of lives and soon end the pandemic once and for all. I am thrilled to report that the FDA has authorized the Pfizer vaccine. We have given Pfizer and other companies a great deal of money, hoping this would be the outcome, and it was. Pfizer and Moderna have announced their vaccine is approximately 95% effective far exceeding expectations. These vaccines are also very safe. American citizens participated in clinical trials that were far larger than normal and had no serious side effects. The dedicated and independent experts at the FDA meticulously studied the results of the trials, and it has now passed the gold standard of safety.
And you know what? I believe totally in your freedoms. I do. Bree, you got to do what you have to do. But I recommend take the vaccines. I did it. It's good. Take the vaccines. But you got, no, that's okay. That's all right. You got your freedoms. But I happen to take the vaccine.
The vaccines do work and they are effective. And here's my thing. I saved millions and millions of lives throughout the world. We could have had another Spanish flu. We could have had, in 1917, close to 100 million people died, they say. But it was really bad. And now other countries are using our vaccines and, tremendous. They're tremendously successful.
As I've said from the beginning, a vaccine will vanquish the virus and return life back to normal.
You're playing right into their hands when you sort of like, oh, the vaccine. If you don't want to take it, you shouldn't be forced to take it. No mandates, but take credit because we saved tens of millions of lives. Take credit. Don't let them take that away from you.
Okay, so the president made news.
Do you agree with that? Right?
Both the president and I are vaxxed, and did you get the booster?
Yes.
I got it too. Okay, so...
Operation Warp Speed is the greatest medical manufacturing endeavor in American history.
It's always a great honor to be in this office. And I'm here at a moment when the opportunity to build a constructive, peaceful world order is very great.
Now, I'm going to sign this, and it's a great honor. $6.2 trillion. I've never signed anything with a T on it. I don't know if I can handle this one, Mitch. We can't chicken out at this point. I don't think so, huh? All right. Thank you all. Good. I wanted that to be a nice signature.
These events give not only the candidates a chance to be with each other in a very social setting, it also allows the candidates the opportunity to meet the other candidates' team. Good team. I know Hillary met my campaign manager, and I got the chance to meet the people who are working so hard to get her elected. There they are. The heads of NBC, CNN, CBS, ABC. There's the New York Times right over there, and the Washington Post. They're working overtime. True. True.
Can fact check him in real time. Last time at the first debate, we had millions of people fact-checking, so I expect we'll have millions more fact-checking because, it is, it's just awfully good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Yeah. Because you'd be in jail.
Secretary Clinton.
And even tonight, with all of the heated back and forth between my opponent and me at the debate last night, we have proven that we can actually be civil to each other. In fact, just before taking the dais, Hillary accidentally bumped into me, and she very civilly said, "Pardon me." And I very politely replied, "Let me talk to you about that
after I get into office.
I have a lot of respect for those two people.
Just kidding, just kidding.
You know, WikiLeaks just actually came out. John Podesta said some horrible things about you, and boy, was he right. He said some beauties. And you know, Bernie Sanders, he said you have bad judgment. You do.
There is something that I wanted to say, because I was very honored, very, very honored, when I heard that President Bill Clinton and Secretary Hillary Clinton was coming today.
Everyone knows, of course, Hillary's belief that it takes a village, which only makes sense, after all, in places like Haiti, where she's taken a number of them.
And I think it's appropriate to say, and I'd like you to stand up. I'd like you to stand up. And honestly, there's nothing more I can say, because I have a lot of respect for those two people.
Because you'd be in jail.
I have a lot of respect for those two people.
So thank you all for being here. And we're going to have four great years, hopefully, of peace and prosperity.
I have a lot of respect for those two people.
Thank you very much. Henry Kissinger has been a friend of mine. I've liked him. I've respected him. But we've been friends for a long time, long before my emergence in the world of politics, which has not been too long. But we have been really in the, I guess you'd say, the New York seat a little bit, but we got to know each other very well. He's a man I have great, great respect for.
I have a lot of respect for those two people.
He's also somebody, usually I say, have you ever been in the Oval Office? And with Henry Kissinger, I didn't bother asking that question, because he has been in this office many, many times. But it's an honor to have Dr. Kissinger with us.
It's an honor to have Dr. Kissinger with us.
And you do have experience. I'd say the one thing you have over me is experience, but it's bad experience, because what you've done has turned out badly. The problem is you talk, but you don't get anything done, Hillary. You don't. If you become president, this country is going to be in some mess, believe me.
And then I watch Hillary Clinton. She started the foundation of that deal, and now she's proud of it. But she's only proud of it for one reason. You know why? Because Obama wants it. Anything Obama wants, she's going forward with. Because you know why? She doesn't want to go to jail. That's why, folks. That's why. Remember, Hillary Clinton used to hate Obama. She used to hate him. Bill Clinton hated him. Bill Clinton hated him. He called Bill Clinton a racist. Do you remember that? Bill Clinton hated him. And Hillary Clinton hated Obama. Now it's, yes, sir, Mr. President, sir. Yes, sir. What would you like? What would you like me to say here, sir? The only reason she's behaving like this, and the only reason she's been dragged so far left, believe me, is she doesn't want to go to jail over the emails, okay? Believe me, that's the only reason. One simple reason. I have read so much about the emails. Folks, honestly, she's guilty as hell. She's guilty as hell. And the fact that they even, and this is true, the fact that they even allow her to participate in this race is a disgrace to the United States. It's a disgrace to our nation. It's a disgrace. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. I don't know. I've always had great confidence in the FBI, I must tell you. I have great respect. I know some FBI folks. I've always had great confidence in them. I can't believe that they would let this go. When you look at General Petraeus, he got the equivalent of 2 years. He did nothing compared to her. You look at some of these other people, their lives have been destroyed. What she did is 20 times worse, what she did. And now her guys are taking the Fifth Amendment. The whole thing, it's a mess. And she keeps running like there's nothing, no problem. I'm telling you, there's a great system we have. We have a great country. We're going to make it a lot greater, by the way. But we have a great, we love our country. Look, we love our country. And I don't believe our country can let her get away with this crime. I don't believe it. So we'll see. And you know what? If they do let her get away with it, it will be a big topic of conversation on the campaign trail. I can tell you that, folks. By the way, Hillary Clinton is missing 30,000 emails. They've been deleted. 30,000. 30,000 emails. And remember I said I was a counterpuncher? I am. After what she said about me today in her phony speech, that was a phony speech. That was a Donald Trump hit job. I will say this. Hillary Clinton has to go to jail, okay? She has to go to jail. Has to go. That was a phony hit job. She's guilty as hell.
Hey, NBC News fans, thanks for checking out our YouTube channel. Subscribe by clicking on that button down here and click on any of the videos over here to watch the latest interviews, show highlights, and digital exclusives. Thanks for watching.
Hillary is so corrupt. She got kicked off the Watergate Commission. How corrupt do you have to be to get kicked off the Watergate Commission? Pretty corrupt. Hillary is and has been in politics since the 70s. What's her pitch? The economy is busted. The government's corrupt. Washington is failing. Vote for me. I've been working on these problems for 30 years. I can fix it, she says. I wasn't really sure if Hillary was going to be here tonight because I guess you didn't send her invitation by email. Or maybe you did, and she just found out about it through the wonder of WikiLeaks. On her way to work one morning, down the path along the lake, a tender-hearted woman saw a poor, half-frozen snake. His pretty colored skin had been all frosted with the dew. Poor thing, she cried, I'll take you in, and I'll take care of you. Take me in, oh tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, oh tender woman, sighed the vicious snake. She wrapped him up all cozy in a comforter of silk and laid him by her fireside with some honey and some milk. She hurried home from work that night, and as soon as she arrived, she found that pretty snake she'd taken in had been revived. Take me in, O tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, O tender woman, sighed that vicious snake. She clutched him to her bosom. You're so beautiful, she cried. But if I hadn't brought you in by now, oh heavens, you would have died. She stroked his pretty skin again and kissed him and held him tight. But instead of saying thank you, that snake gave her a vicious bite. Take me in, oh tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, oh tender woman, sighed the vicious snake. I have saved you, cried the woman. And you've bitten me, heavens, why? You know your bite is poisonous, and now I'm going to die. Oh, shut up, silly woman, said the reptile with a grin. You knew damn well I was a snake before you took me in.
You knew damn well I was a snake before you took me in.
Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth,
whose we are and whom we serve. In a few days here, people will be going to the polls again to cast vote in the greatest nation in history. Your perfect will be done. And this nation will begin its change, and it will continue to do so, and it will continue under your leadership and your guidance. It will continue to change and change and change until it is great again. And we thank you, sir. We give you praise and honor tonight. And I bow my knee before the God of heaven and earth to pray as my President Washington prayed. Still, you are our God, and we are still your people. Thank you. May God bless this country. May God bless you. Hallelujah. The great state of Pennsylvania. We can stop this inflation thing. I come from the state of Texas, praise God. And the president had us energy independent again, even exporting oil like we should be. Windmills won't do it. You know, you turn one of these things over to a preacher, it, you know.
We love it.
Well, I mean, hey, I'm 86 years old. Those are not windmills, they're wind chargers. My grandfather had one on top of the house. And in Texas, I live on the lake there in Fort Worth. All the electricity there, if the water comes out of the
judgment right now.
Because we
in the name of Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Standing in the office of the prophet of God, I execute judgment on you, COVID-19. I execute judgment on you, Satan, you destroyer, you killer, you get out, we break your power, you get off this nation. I demand judgment on you. I demand a vaccination to come immediately.
Yes.
I demand a vaccination to come immediately.
Yes.
COVID-19. Nation to come immediately.
Yes.
COVID-19. And now our place was over here. That storm was right over there. And all of a sudden a tornado just jumped out of that, and here it came. I hollered at the top of my voice, in the name of Jesus, you get back up there where you belong. Well, if it choke up and die, I mean, hey, come on. You get back up there where you belong. Well, if it choke up and die, I mean, hey, come on. Up there where you belong. Well, if it choke up and die, I mean, hey, come on. Hey, come on. Well, if it choke up and die, I mean, hey, come on. I don't know how to explain it.
out. I was just standing here just thinking, praise God. And all of a sudden, I heard the Lord say, see that tree right over there? Whoa!
And I saw it.
I could just see it. Are you hearing me?
Mm-hmm. And I saw it.
I could just see it. Are you hearing me?
Mm-hmm. I'm blown!
See it. Are you hearing me? Mm-hmm.
I'm blown! The wind of God!
The wind of God!
On you.
On you.
You are destroyed forever.
You are destroyed forever.
And you will never be back.
And you'll never be back.
And it gets... And it gets... And it gets... One of my very, 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 very closest spiritual sons, one of the closest men to me, is totally blind.
Hey, are you looking at this? Hey, are you seeing this? I hope so. You bought it. You and Jesus.
You kind of caught me off guard here, okay?
Well, you're a lion. Jesus created all things, dwells in me.
Yes, sir.
It is the faith of God. And I love him with all my heart, all my soul, all my mind, and all my strength. He's my savior. He's my blood brother. Glory to God. And my father is my friend. Could I have everybody's attention, please? Could I have everybody's attention? Many years ago, I came from hell.
Oh, yeah.
get over that.
Well, ha ha ha.
That fear right now. Wow. Stop that fear. Believe. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. This is on the back of a Clorox cleaning solution. Hmm. It'll kill the virus. It'll kill every virus. So, hey, come on. The cut from the covenant. Speared to death. Hey, come on. The cut from the covenant, speared to death and blood. You listen to me?
Do you love me? Do you love me?
Death and blood. You listen to me?
Do you love me? Do you love me?
And you're asking for the virus. You listen to me?
Do you love me? Do you love me?
You're asking for the virus.
How plain does it need to be?
That's right.
Now you stop that fear. Cut it out right now. How plain does it need to be?
That's right.
Now you stop that fear. Cut it out right now. Amen.
Fear is faith.
Fear is sin. You get that? It's not okay. Not okay.
I will adopt my own sons. And so I adopt them. And what I do is I take their childhood clothing off and I clothe them in the family. Thank you, Jesus.
And I imagine it and I can see it. And Father, in the name of Jesus, you said this sweet body, nobody like it ever. Oh God.
He knelt.
I believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. This is the blood of God.
That's right. I'm going to stay away from that.
The Israelis.
I'm going to stay away from that.
The Israelis. It just... just laughed, just jumped out of my mouth. I will do it. Well, now, kissed his old nasty pig stinking neck. I can't do that, but by faith I can.
Yes.
I'm healed in the name of Jesus.
Oh, man.
Oh, God, I'm going to lose my car. Yeah, you probably will. Amen. Healed in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I'm going to lose my car. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you probably will. Amen. You do stupid things when you're being moved.
Yes.
You make ignoramus decisions. You set that airplane up to be destroyed. You can't put that on me. No.
I pray for you.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
His power. His life.
I don't care about the rest of the world, but as for me and my house.
Stop the fear. Stop it right now. You stop that fear right now.
Oh, yeah.
I'm getting some good word from Delev that Tommy Robinson and Avi may be down to do the stream this week. That'd be awesome. Avi, an Australian legend. and said that doing this stream before got him some really good people to follow him. He's giving me a big compliment about the Bears, about how you guys are such nice, loyal
These
people.
These guys are the troublemakers. They're not like you and me.
What do you mean, Zach? Like different?
They're from listen, I'll give you some education.
Yep.
So you see your tattoos.
Yeah,
you see my tattoos.
Yeah.
They're different.
Yeah.
You see the way they dress?
Yeah.
You see the way this, but that's a goy, so that doesn't matter. But that's a goy, so that doesn't matter.
Okay, listen.
Can we get on camera, please? Yeah, is this the same guy, yeah, that one Palestinian got shot in the face and he said, nice shot, boy. Is this the same guy? Is it the same guy, yeah?
Not a kid.
Okay.
I support shooting jihadis in the fucking face.
Okay.
Shoot him in the face, and you know what?
Okay.
Shoot him in the heart too.
Okay. Good.
Jihadi, a good jihadi. Good jihadi.
Good. Okay. It's a good start.
Israeli?
It's a good start. One second.
What about Israeli?
No. They're peaceful.
Jihadi.
Have you shot people like this guy? Answer. Don't be shy.
I've served on the Gaza Strip.
Have you shot
jihadi.
People like this guy?
Yes,
you have. He has shot
no
innocent people
no,
who go to the border. Let me finish. Who go to the border for what? For what?
Stones.
Now let me get this right, yeah? This guy is the biggest terrorist ever, yeah? This guy is jihadi, yeah? One second.
That is the funniest thing I've heard all fucking day.
You're gonna hear it again. This guy is the biggest terrorist ever.
Loyal people. That's very heartwarming. I love you guys for real. All right. Yeah, Tommy Robinson's a legend. That's why I'm not actually a white supremacist. I know Tommy's not a tall dude. He's got the heart of fucking 90 lions. It's a joke. It's a little true with Shapiro and some of these guys with the height. But, like, Tommy Robinson is a hero of mine.
And then I got my Zionist card out, which said, I am a Zionist. And then I bought everything.
Well, you didn't buy nothing.
Shalom. Harry, listen. Shalom. Shalom. Harry, listen, let me tell you something. Yeah? If there was a war tomorrow, which there will be, because I'll probably start at the end of the session. If there was a war and it kicked off, I would be there on the front line fighting for Israel. Do you know why? Why not? It's like Celtic, as I'm on my mate's dad's come up to me earlier talking about Celtic, like, oh yeah, but you're a Celtic Rangers, so f***, you know what I mean? Palestine. Why would you support Palestine?
And I would totally be boys with them if we lived in the same area.
I notice you're wearing a shirt or a button that says, I'm a Zionist. What does a Zionist mean to you? What is a Zionist?
Well, a Zionist, someone believes in a homeland for Jewish people.
I believe. My definition, when I've looked at that in the dictionary, is Israel first.
It means Israel first?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I believe in Israel's right to exist. I believe in their right to defend themselves. I believe that the Jews have been persecuted.
Well, you know, there is a negative incantation in a lot of realms about Zionism, about, you know, international banking, about a lot of things like that. And since it does denote that it is Israel first, can you possibly serve two masters, meaning can you serve England and Israel at the same time?
Yeah, my battle is on my homeland, is England. And with regards to the Zionists, Nick Griffin from the BNP, he made a recent video where all he went on about was that I am a Zionist. So this is humour as well. I've just put this picture on Twitter and directed it straight at Nick Griffin. Right. I said, this one's just for you.
Right. Well, you have a feud with Nick?
I have a feud.
Were you part of the BNP at one time?
I was part of the BNP in
2004. I really admire your intrepid investigation into this matter. PK, stunning. David? Excellent work as always, and I am compelled to ask for your indulgence in a short ceremony. Patrick McGoohan, remember? Remember Patrick McGoohan? Remember his village? Remember his prisoner series? He was a retired spy and went to a microcosm of the world. 16-episode series, 1968. It changed my view of the entire world very early on. I just had to wait for the others, the ones around me, to embrace what Patrick McGoohan was trying to tell us. He outraged the industry with his program. And therefore I say, in the manner of McGowan, you, gentlemen, have illustrated and vindicated the right of the individual to be individual, and I hereby induct you both into the Order of the Ark Knights. Henceforth, we will address you as such. Sir Peter, Sir David, and this assembly rises to you, sirs. And I mean it.
Thank you very much, John. I'm honored.
We are honored by you and your work. This program is not about me. It's about people like you and the caravanners that you share this information with. And thank you so very much. Please stay in touch. Stay healthy. May God bless you both. And may God help us all.
Thank you.
Sex sentiments is David. I'm honored. I don't know what to say.
I think you've done it, man.
All right.
I think you've not only said it, I think you've done it. Until we meet again, be well.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Here's a quick quote from St. Francis of Assisi. You ready? Here it comes. Glasses, please. Lord, grant me the strength to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. We can change this. All it takes is a little wakefulness and the good work of men like Sir David and Sir Peter. Until we meet again, exercise caution in daily affairs. Eyes up, always, and make ready for what's to come. See you.
I'm at the Seattle meetup in the Pyramid Bar. You know, we're going to get the Illuminati or whatever for the Pyramid Bar. But that was selected accidentally. But that was selected accidentally.
My name's Chris. I run Flat Earth Wax.
We've got Paul on the plane.
Are we live?
Live stream, we are.
Hey, it's Patricia Stewart.
So, out. There he is. Why don't you just say hi on our live stream?
Oh, hello. Because we're hanging out at Pyramid, don't think any of it.
Hey, I'm Nick, Flat Earth Vegan.
Today's the anniversary, 11-11-11, which adds to 33, because I'm a Masonic shill.
And how many years have you guys been married today?
Six. Right. 6 years, if my math is correct.
Six. Marley Sunshine.
Yeah,
it's amazing, it's awesome to be here with Patricia and Mark and Dee Marble. And
let's show your shirt.
The Satanism's cool. I like the Satanism. Can you imagine, dude? Going to Church of Satan? Going to Church of Satan? Can you imagine?
We've done a couple episodes on that.
Dude, can you imagine?
We talked about it.
Dude, they probably play Slayer in church, and it's not bad.
Yeah.
They'd be like, yeah, that's kind of cool.
I need something happen.
The Church of Satan would be fucking awesome.
Are we Church of Satan or are we...
The Satanic Temple.
We're a Satanic Temple.
Dude, that's cool. That's the cool thing about the Illuminati, seriously. Though.
Yeah.
Seriously. They ask you to join the Illuminati. Dude, you're above the law. You can get away with murder.
Yeah.
I'm not saying, like, I want to kill people and I'm a murderer. I love
you
my family.
You want to get jumped in without the violence of the sexual depravity.
You never know when you might have to kill a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? That could come up. You know what I mean?
Is this kind of you putting it out there?
Hey.
Bill Nye the science guy once said that I am one giant fuckhead. Me and Neil deGrasse, straight shield for cash, and we are the evil that people want dead. Me and Neil deGrasse, straight shield for cash, and we are the evil that people want dead. You're just a product of the environment, but everything is fake. This entire shit, I don't know what to say, but I'm not buying.
Matt? Well, when it comes to... Actually, could you just repeat the question?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, YouTube? It's Richie from Boston. I am here in an undisclosed location in Colorado, and I am with the one, the only ODD TV, ODD Reality, the man, the myth, the legend.
What? Another thing that really messes with me is how non-religious truthers and religious truthers can't get along.
Right.
You know, there's nothing going to happen, or nothing good is going to come from trying to get somebody to retract their religion or Christianity, you know, we're all still in the same team at the end of the day. If you want to believe in God or Jesus, and I don't, hey, if you want to believe in God or Jesus, and I don't, it doesn't... I mean, we're not fighting against the same people, so, you know, we need to stop with the shield calling and all that BS, because we're all real people trying to fight, and at the end of the day, all you're doing is regressing the progress that we're making.
Totally. Totally. And it's literally feeding into what they're doing. They've done this to us. They've made people. Instantly. It's like 9/11. You tell a regular person about 9/11, that loss brings up. They can't hear you. They can no longer hear a word you're saying.
You have been accused yourself as being sort of a member, I think, of Warner Brothers or something. You're making this up.
Government agent. Yeah.
So.
went into the Army to learn how to fly helicopters, because I had learned that the astronauts learned how to fly the lunar lander by learning how to fly helicopters. Plus, my dad was a helicopter pilot, so I followed in his footsteps. I did that for 8 years. Got out of there, did a year with an organization whose initials ended up being C and I and A. So it was not what you might usually think of those initials. Or was it?
Just imagine this. They release, they, whoever they are, they're responsible for everything, right? Release a really bad flu pandemic of some sort. Well, imagine this. If you don't get the shot, they've got all ready to go for you. No shot or cure means, well, you don't have a job.
$1 million right now for the right answer. I know the answer. What are you going to pick it and I'll give you $1 million. What are you going to say? Flat or round?
That's outrageous. You can't ask me something like that.
I'm going to give you $1 million. I know the answer. They just told me. You know, my controllers just told me, and I can give you $1 million if you guess it right now. What are you going to guess?
This is the Germotronator or something like that. And you can just go here and now look at all these ciphers. You go ciphers, and then I'm going to hit all ciphers. So now it picked up all of them. See these? And then you can type in whatever you want here.
Darren, wait. Yes. How many different combinations are...
Well, this is the thing. This is why it's horseshit. This is why it's fucking horseshit. Because you can use any one of these if you want.
I wonder if I could. You said you traveled around the world. Your family, was your, was it a business thing, a military family that brought you around the world?
It's not something that I'm going to really go into, but okay. I had the opportunity to see the world as a child and see that different cultures thought in different ways.
So was the family involved in things that moved you around the world? As an infant, you were talking to people.
No,
as a child. Yes. And so the family was moving around. That's an unusual time. Was that,
some people do it.
Yeah, but it wasn't your family was military?
We're going to move on now.
Oh, okay. Okay, fine. You don't want to talk about that. Okay, fine.
One day, a researcher that I respect very much, Sophia Smallstorm, she said that we're talking about some crazy deceptions that were going on in the news with some of these Bang Bang events. And I said, there's so much deception in this world. And she goes, oh, David, it's worse than that. I said, what do you mean? She goes, I think the Earth might be.
How do people know that they can trust you, seeing as you are Jewish?
You know more about Judaism than I do, okay? I was born, I had no choice, and I studied it less than you have, so
there you go. You're not Talmudically tricking?
I know nothing about the Jewish religion.
Carry on, my friend. Someone who has Jewish heritage but is a Junicorn, a truth-seeking legend. Do you ever, is it genetic? Like, do you ever feel the instinct to do this with your hands? Or is it when you stop lying, does it stop happening?
since I've withstood that with my own fucking dad, who's part Jewish and full-blown sodomite,
IQ.
An experiment to test the rotation to the Earth. If the Earth is spinning at one rotation every 24 hours, that means that every hour it has to turn 15 degrees. And if the gyroscope is mounted anywhere on Earth, it's going to drift. In today's 21st century navigation systems, they're using what's called a ring laser gyroscope. It is extremely precise. If we could simply get one of these ring laser gyroscopes, we would be able to prove once and for all that there is no rotation to the Earth. One of the people in the community actually purchased one for $20,000. But what we found is when we turned on that gyroscope, we found that we were picking up a drift, a 15 degree per hour drift. Now, obviously we were taken aback by that. Wow. That's kind of a problem, right? We obviously were not willing to accept that, and so we started looking for ways to disprove that it was actually registering the motion of the Earth and that it, in fact, was registering the motion of the sky. So the next thing that we set out to do was to encase the fiber optic gyro in what's called a zero Gauss chamber to see if we could actually shield the energies being generated by the heaven. And we were unsuccessful with that, unfortunately. So the next thing that we're going to try is encasing the entire apparatus in bismuth. If everything works well, I'd like to release it at the conference.
If there's not...
at a conference in Raleigh, we want to have proof there's no curvature. And if we can do that, it's game over. But the rotation is not looking good at this point. We don't want to blow this, you know?
Right.
And we've got $20,000 in this freaking gyro. But yeah, if we dumped what we found right now, we would be It'd be bad. It would be bad. So what I just told you is confidential.
Okay, I won't say it.